There isn't enough power, there isn't enough coal. Clearing these bottlenecks is going to be the biggest kickstart to private investment and growth.
Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Arvind Subramanian has been a leading voice in the economies of Asia and is known to speak his mind. One of his books, published in 2011, describes China's inevitable rise to global economic dominance, predicting by 2030 the size of its economy will be double that of the United States. Subramanian has also written extensively on India's economy and was recently appointed as that country's chief economic advisor, stepping in for Rajaram Rajan, now governor of India's central bank, with whom he worked closely while both were here at the IMF. Reporter Jocelyn Frank met with Arvind Subramanian as he sets out to take the position of chief economic advisor to the newly elected government of Narendra Modi.
The Indian economy needs a couple of big things, I think. Better governance, a stronger state, you know, delivering security of contract, private protecting property rights, providing infrastructure. Well, on the one hand, on the other hand, you need a bigger role for the private sector, which means getting rid of a lot of the regulations that stifle the private sector, that stifle employment creation, that stifle the ability of the private sector to grow, to become big. These are the kind of broad, big twin challenges that India faces.
Mr. Modi has a fantastic track record for enticing the private sector. Obviously, that sounds like a priority that you also are in line with. What do you think would be the first steps?
Right off the gate, you know, there are lots of projects that are stalled because there isn't enough power, there isn't enough coal, or because, you know, the companies are over-indebted. So clearing these bottlenecks, I think, is going to be the biggest kickstart to private investment and growth. Bureaucrats have been kind of paralyzed, because of the fear that, you know, they would be sued in the courts and so on. So I think just creating the conditions for more expeditious decision making, and then of course, you know, you've got to get the infrastructure going again, which means power and coal are big, and addressing those will be a big priority.
India's had some really positive news recently at a growth rate around 5%. That sounds good, but do you think that's enough to absorb the young workers that are entering the market force?
But 5% is just not remotely enough for India to, you know, provide the jobs for the expanding labor force. I mean, growth will have to be brought back to about 7.5%, 8%, you know, consistently for about 10, 15, 20 years if India is to really address all these challenges.
Back in 2012, there was a debate that you participated in where you mentioned that you felt like India had maybe lost its economic way. What do you think today?
There was certainly a sense in 2012 that because reforms were lagging, inflation was very high, growth was decelerating for many consecutive quarters. And there seemed to be, you know, a kind of paralysis, a governance paralysis, as it were. In all democratic systems, change comes about because, you know, people don't perform, they get thrown out, and you get new rulers. And it's clear that there is a lot of optimism currently because there is a sense that the new government can remedy some of those problems. And, you know, stock markets have risen tremendously, foreign capitalists come pouring in, and initial steps have been taken that kind of validate all that optimism. But that's just a start. I mean, a lot more needs to be done.
Tell me what you mean by that. What sets, you know, Modi's government apart from his predecessor?
In Gujarat, I mean, a lot of that happened due to the ability to attract private sector investment, you know, to provide good infrastructure. Power was less of a bottleneck in Gujarat than elsewhere. So it's essentially trying to replicate that model all over India. But of course, there are additional complications. You know, at the India-wide level now, we've also had a lot of macroeconomic challenges. You know, inflation is still relatively high. The fiscal deficit is still, you know, somewhat uncomfortably high. So I think there are a set of macro challenges, which is to, you know, restore macro stability, to bring inflation down further, to get the fiscal deficit down, and at the same time provide the conditions for greater infrastructure and essentially create the conditions for the private sector to start coming back again. Because private sector investment has been declining and that needs to come back up if India has to achieve 8% growth rate.
Arvind Subramanian talking about India's challenges and his new role as India's chief economic advisor. If you like this podcast, you can hear more. Go to www.soundcloud.com/IMF podcasts.